There's a reason I trust my shopping list with Shipt. Shoppers with Shipt know that no order is...
Hello, you're listening to WMC FM Radio. I'm your host, Madeline Seck, the engagement editor of The Black Explosion, and I'm a broadcast reporter for UMD. I cover everything from pop culture here with The Black Explosion News, The Aftershock Live. Before we get started, just a quick PSA, and this is going to be from the OCC.
Speech problems. Who's got them? If you're worried about that class presentation, come on down to the Oral Communication Center, or OCC for short. We offer support for students who need help with their communication and public speaking skills. We're based in the Skinner Building in room 2117 from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. But if you need a little help in the afternoon, we're in McKeldin Library room 2111 after 4 p.m. Go to umd.mywconline.net to schedule an appointment, but walk-ins are always welcome. See you there.
All right, before we get to get started, to start off again, I'm Madeline Seck, the engagement editor of the paper. The Black Explosion was founded in 1970 by a student named Patricia Wheeler, and we're the Black voice for students here at the University of Maryland. Not limited to Black voices, we cover for everything from protests, clubs, events, and news of any background. First, before we get started, we have a recap, a newscap written. Our first story is written by our editor-in-chief, Chief Rizak, with breaking news headlining unprecedented inside the SG elections tickets to qualifying violations. So chaos happened with the SGA election recently, and both tickets have been disqualified, leaving students with nearly every position vacant, and despite thousands of students casting their votes. Now a special election in the fall is to be set. SGA says it will head to the summer with just two elections out, elected officials out of 929 positions after both Justice UMD Roel Terps was disqualified following four key violations. First, they violated Justice UMD was penalized for campaigning before the official start date linked to an official Instagram post earlier this year. Second, this ticket received additional penalty for campaigning in bad faith through details that violate remain unclear. Third, Roel Terps was disqualified for a collision after a message suggesting interference in the commission's decision-making process. And finally, UMD Justice received a final disqualifying penalty for attempting to influence election results in its favor through a coordinated effort for months before the voting began. More than 3,000 students participated in the SGA elections, so special elections are set in the fall to fill the 27 vacant seats, while the temporary committee will oversee operations in the meantime. Disqualified candidates won't be allowed to run in the fall special election. Election officials say at the university, additional student groups and advisors will help manage finances and operations until leaders are elected. Thank you, Rizak, for that report and breaking news. Next, our Lillian reports on the College Park looking into potential new police departments. The city of College Park is taking a new look and whether it should create its own police department. Public safety study is now underway as city leaders weigh cost of coverage and what safety really looks like for residents and students. This study is expected to complete by the end of the year and will be examined by city police force and is feasible, including startup and long-term costs. The city of College Park mayor says that public safety is ranked high in recent community services, promoting a borderline look on how the city handles safety. And right now, College Park leaders rely both on Prince George's County Police Department and the UMPD for coverage and backup. Additional, a potential change in the city's police force that will take some time for services to provide for the county. But this isn't always a new idea. A similar study in 2018 found from the county that it would be not likely covered the cost of running the local police department. And students right now are split on this idea. Some say it could improve coverage on off-campus areas, while others question whether another layer of policing would actually improve safety at all, or whether funds should go towards community programs instead. The study will look at policing, including street lighting, community programs, and other factors that will impact safety. Thank you. Final report will be expected later this year. Thank you, Lillian, for your report. Next, with some culture stories, we have Cameron Lee writing, headlining UMD's dynamic dance team holds a annual Rip the Film for Dance Battle. And he wrote this with a photo essay on our website. Dynamic hosts an annual Rip the Floor competition at Stanhope Theater, bringing dancers from across the DMV in a battle of syncing showcase. Four teams competing for a $1,000 prize, while five teams took the stage, highlighting their skills. At the end of the night, John Hopkins University took first place, followed by an Urban Empire Dance, a DC, and second, and Major Definition from UMBC and third. Thank you, Cameron, for your report. And then finally, our Naomi wrote a viewpoint headlining. When does staying neutral become a problem? Naomi says, in some cases, it's not about peacekeeping, but about avoiding community. And she wrote an opinion piece that argues the neutrality in friendships that can also cause more harm than good. And using the game of chess as a metaphor, she described so-called being neutral with your friends can be like unpredicted pieces appearing loyal until action says otherwise. She contrasts that with friends who are clear and consistent in arguing that honesty and loyalty should never be uncertain. And ultimately, Naomi says, protecting your peace means reevaluating who you keep in your circle. And Naomi emphasizes that walking away from certain situations isn't a weakness, but it's about maintaining your self-respect. And I really appreciate, thank you, Naomi, for sharing this. It's important to be communications with your friends. If something is bothering you, you should always say, like, hey, I don't like the way you're doing this, and always just communicate with them. And if it's not working, if they're not listening, it's okay to walk away from this situation. Coming up, we have local DMV artists that it recently graduated from Delaware State University, and he just recently celebrated his birthday in the end of April. So he posted a song that in honor of his birthday and released it recently. So shout out to Tariq Lewis if you're listening. In love it to me. So I just see you around a few times. Eyes lock as I make my way over. A deep connection got harder to find. To pursue it, I had to get closer. But I don't think I want to play that role. Don't like the thought of being in control. A quick cool walk, moonlight, smooth talk. Now you know the inner working of my soul. I know I've been through the basics. I can't have this heart of mine be broken no more. If you promise to love me, you're no one above me. That's why you could be the one that I'm looking for. Read between the lines, study what you find. And friends.
right. Of this special love affair will determine my beginning and end.
Cause I've gone through the stages,
ran all the bases, but I can't have this heart of mine be broken no more.
If you
promise to treat me, love me, keep me, you may be the one that I'm looking for.
Tariq, you said you wanted a live reaction, so here it is. Tariq is one of my good friends, and we work together, so shout out to him. Next, we have one of my favorites by Tariq, All Eyes on Me.
Time I'm on, full clip, and it ain't a gun. No, that's on me, and with no apology.
Again, shout out to Tariq. Our next artist is another DMV artist, and he does Afrobeats. He recently graduated at UMD, and this is King. You might have seen him at recently, or like probably last year at one of our Jeek joints. This is Day 5 by King, and he's also the founder and co-leader of 242. Another song by King, BFF.
Still gon' bust a smile. Your best friends on go-go. get it all right here, yeah. Take her on a date to a 242 show. Magic on the stick like a last name Russo. I've been laughing out so my mind stay youthful. I need all that, think of who knows. Shawty gon' feel this beat, and it's gonna make her into me. But if she not into me, we could be best friends, that's easy. And if I don't say shit right, niggas still gon' ball tonight. Cause I be loving life, and I'm still gon' bust a smile. Shawty gon' feel this beat, and it's gonna make her into me. But if she not into me, we could be best friends, that's easy. And if I don't say shit right, niggas still gon' ball tonight. Cause I be loving life, and I'm still gon' bust a smile. I'm making my confession. I like you, I'm not pressing. We still gon' keep it friendly, but I don't like pretending. I treat you like my bestie, and you gon' be my bestie. And we gon' keep on guessing, and guessing, and guessing.
Cuando veas, si después sientes que se sientan más. Cuando suspiras, si quiero verte arder. Noche de locura, ven, baja pa' acá. Sonne te vea y tú me puedas ver. Solo pa' escucharte de mí, yo sin decir nada. Te quiero besar tu alma. Y el mejor tiempo que invierto en hacerte, oh, ma.
Inside, inside, verte, inside.
Call me, I go counter. You love me, I love you, you not kupenda. Make nobody bother me, no go answer. I get it, no accident. No drama, no never. Can't catch my antenna. But if sakba, no day out. You go over, you rabba, you know.
Inside, inside. Many things they go on inside. Midnight, see vibes. Now it's in my soul, they need now. When they get wild tonight, it is never late for me time. Inside, inside, many things they go on inside.
I tell her I love her, she know I mean it. I'm the one that help you pick up the pieces. Speechless, always on point like a thesis. Sound like a fiend, but I need it.
Inside, inside, not for the drama, no fight. I'm from the big size, zone six size. I got you pulling off for the midnight ride. Cool mama. Accidental drama, no never, I promise. I've been looking for a star and it's midnight, the picture getting clearer. Time going by, now I'm looking in the mirror. The bigger the fear is, the more I really feel it. Me time, you time, good for the spirit.
I call her, no call her, me, I go counter. You love me, I love you, you not kupenda. Make nobody bother me, no go answer. I get it, no accident, no drama, no never. Can't catch my antenna. But if sakba, no day out. You go over, you rabba, you know.
Inside, inside, many things they go on inside. Midnight, see vibes. Now it's in my soul, they need now. When they get wild tonight, it is never late for me time. Inside, inside, many things they go on inside.
Oh, 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 some vacation time. You and your girlfriend, two bad mind. Bad, bad, bad when you both combine. I don't know why you look so nice. Girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, but you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. Right now we're just taking time. All the things are on your mind. They ain't going bad, bad, bad when I treat you right. I don't care how you look so nice. Girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, but you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. I need to hold a corner and it's slow winding. One time, yeah. 'Cause girl, you're not nice, you're rude. Want me to feel like I'm new. Want me to watch you do you. Don't get you look so nice, you're not nice, you're rude. Look what you're putting me through. I never do this to you.
Uh-huh. above you.
Lover, don't give this love to nobody. Lover, don't call another nigga on me. Lover, lover, I wanna be your lover forever, forever.
Yeah, B. Talk your shit.
Kinda let me upgrade.
How you gonna upgrade me? It's higher than number one. You know I used to beat that block. Now I bees the block.
Let me upgrade. I hear you be the block, but I'm the life to keep the streets on. Know this true, the type that like to keep them on the leash, though. I'm known to walk alone, but I'm alone for a reason. Sending me a drink ain't appeasing, believe me. Come harder, this won't be easy. Don't doubt yourself, trust me, you need me. This ain't a shoulder with a chip or an ego. But what you think they all mad at me for? You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly.
Blessed to find your equal. Still play my part and let you take the lead role. Believe me, I'll follow. This could be easy. I'll be the help whenever you need me. I see your hustle. With my hustle, I can keep you focused on your focus. I can feed you. You need a real woman in your life. Taking care of home and still fly. I can help you build a beautiful
traded all the corporate dudes. They call shots, I call audibles. Jacob the jeweler, bubbles, Lorraine Swartz sort of dude. It's big ballin', baby, when I'm courting you. I'm talking spy bags and fly pads and rooms at the Bloomberg and rumors. You on the verge of a new merge, cause that rock on your finger's like a tumor. You can't fit your hand in your new purse. It's humorous to me, they watching and we just yachting, Allen hopping off of your Mafi coast. Mafioso. Oh, baby, you ever seen satin? No, not the car, but everywhere we are. You sure to see stars, this is high level, not eye level. My bezel, courtesy your Audemars. I order yours tomorrow, now look at the time I saved ya. Mama, let me upgrade ya.
Just when you think you had it all, big is called on collecting cars. Picture your life elevated with me. Make you my project celebrity, I keep your name on little green.
Dimples in your necktie, Hermes briefcase, Cartier top clips, silk line blazers, diamond cream facials, VVS cufflinks, six star pink suites. Plana, let me upgrade you, grade you. Plana, plana, let me upgrade you, grade you. Let me upgrade you, grade you. Plana, 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 let me upgrade you.
first we started out real cool, taking me places I ain't never been. But now you're getting comfortable, ain't doing those things you did no more. You're slowly making me pay for things your money should be handling. And now you ask to use my car, drive it all day and don't fill up the tank. And you have the audacity to even come and step to me, ask to hold some money from me until you get your check next week. You're trifling,
good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out,
instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Can you pay my bills? Can you pay my telephone bills?
On my car, gave me back credit, buying me gifts with my own hands. Haven't paid the first bill, but you're steady heading to the mall. Going on shopping sprees, perpetrating to your friends that you be balling. And then you use my cell phone, calling whoever that you think at home. And then when the bill comes, all of a sudden you be acting dumb. Don't know where none of these calls come from. Mama's number's here more than once.
You're trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller.
When times get hard, need someone to help me out,
instead of
a scrub like you who don't know what a man's about.
Alright, I'm gonna go ahead and shift gears a little bit. I wanted to talk about an annual event that starts every happens on the first Monday of May, May 4th, the Met Gala. If you guys follow me on my personal page, prepare to be sick of me. I do post a lot of like awards shows and red carpet events, going from the Oscars, the Grammys, the Black, the BET Awards, everything red carpet. I also do a lot of culture reporting where I report on fashion shows and stuff like that. So, and then different parties. So culture is in my gear. So if you follow me at That's Maddie, that's __MADDIE, and then my news account is madeline.sec. Lots of culture, like lots of red carpet events. So this year was very special for the Met Gala because Queen Bee herself was the co-chair of the Met this year. And this was the first year that she returned in about a decade with her daughter, Blue Ivy. This year's theme was costume art, which was the dress code fashion, with the dress code of fashion is art, using celebrities as the idea of using celebrities as a blank canvas. So you're thinking sculptors, you're thinking painting, you're thinking art, you're thinking all those things. That goes into fashion and art, and they got a lot of creative freedom when it came to this. So last year was a very exciting theme that I enjoyed. It was Black Dandyism, which defines as super fine tailoring, with the theme of super fine tailoring. And it highlighted a pivotal role for Black culture and shaping fashion. Black Dandyism is receiving the global spotlight that it long deserves. So it's giving tailored suits and Sunday best. Tickets were roughly about $100,000 per person, and how it works is that guests were either invited by directly by former AIC of Vogue, which is Anna Wintour, so they either invited by the designers or they pay the ticket as well. Last year the ticket and they set the seats was $75,000 for the event, and now that it just costs more. The Met Gala is a massive fundraiser, bringing thousands of dollars for the Costume Institute at the Metropolitan Museum of Art. So I want to talk about a few of my favorite looks this year. Of course, like, apologies that it's not visual, but I'll just go ahead and describe the outfit, starting with our co-chair, Beyonce. So Beyonce was wearing a skeleton S dress with like a gray like jacket and like a gray shawl what has a very long train. She's wearing like all silver and a crown, and I think she looks beautiful. Then we have is Teyana Taylor, who is she's wearing Tom Ford this year. So she's also wearing silver metallic, and it's very like a very like silky long hairy like dress, and I think she always sets the bar every year. If you looked at her Black Dandyism outfit, she wore a very powerful suit on red. It was giving like just like, I don't know how to explain it. I'm gonna do my best to explain these outfits for you guys, but if you guys have the time, definitely go ahead and look at those pictures on the Met Gala. And then I feel like Doja Cat this year, she's always very controversial, because I don't know if you guys seen previous years, she came out in a wet look. She's always doing like a wet look, so like she literally went to Met Gala in a towel. She just does these iconic looks, but then to this year she kind of wanted to keep it simple and clean. She's wearing this new dress, and it kind of also is that wet look that we look at or expect from Doja Cat, and I think it's just really simple and clean, and I think that she really looks beautiful this year. Tyla, has one of my favorite outfits this year. She is wearing this long top with it's just like crystals and just like beaded jewels, and on the bottom is a royal blue dress with heels, and then she's wearing a lot of body glitter, but I think she like it's giving like water vibes from her song, so it's like also really beautiful. Then we have is Sabrina Carpenter and Dior. She's wearing kind of like film. If you do look closely into her outfit, she is wearing like a, okay, she on the top she's wearing like a crown jewel, and then she's wearing film, and it looks like it's from her music video. So I think this is like really defining, like it's really on theme, and I think this is really beautiful. Like here, let's do a beautiful count, because I'm having a lot of loss for words. But if you look closely, like some of the tapes, like say Sabrina on it, and you can see like different like scenes, and it looks like from her music videos, and she tied it on with like a open leg moment and tied it up with a bow. And I think this is like this is definitely one of my favorite outfits for this year. Then we have Hailey Bieber and Saint Laurent. I feel like it looks like she's a superhero in this outfit. I think she looks really great. She's wearing a very royal blue dress and a sheer shawl that has a train to it, and then she's wearing like a corset, a metallic corset in gold, that really hugs her figure, and I really love this. I really like the colors. I really think it suits her skin. My opinions might be controversial. Because you either can love it or you hate it. So I really love it. I really like it. It's simple, but it's really clean, and it looks really elegant on her. Then we have Blue Ivy and also Balenciaga. Am I right? Balenciaga. She's wearing all white with glitter silver heels. During the Met Gala, she's really funny. She actually breaks the record for the youngest person to like youngest to be at the Met Gala event for this event. I don't know if it's in history, but she's only 14 years old, and I think there is a restriction, if correct me if I'm wrong, but there is a restriction that you have to be over 18, but because she was accompanied by her mother, she gets a pass. So there was a funny time where moment where everyone was she knew she was that girl, because everyone was telling her to take off your sunglasses, take it off, like, you're inside, your mother is a pro-chair, be humble, but she was like, I know I'm that girl, and I know I came here to serve some looks, so that's what she came, and she did, and she delivered. So I think she looks gorgeous in this look. Next we have is Emma Chamberlain. Now, Emma Chamberlain is also always the one that shows up. They don't normally invite influencers to the events, but she also oftentimes is an interviewer with Vogue. So every year she kind of like gets the a heads up on the invite list. And she memorizes like who the artists are, who are coming to the events, and then she interviews like people with Vogue. She works with Vogue to interview her, and I feel like she always comes on theme. Her makeup is very dramatic this year, and she's wearing like this yellow dress that flows into different colors of blue and red and greens and purples, and I think it's so beautifully done. What is she wearing? I'm not too sure what she's wearing, but it literally looks like it's painted on. If you guys see a picture on my social media, that you might be able to see it. But yeah, I think this is like the most creative dress. This is one of my favorite looks from this event. And then she's wearing like this like stringy thing that drapes down her dress. Sorry if I'm having a bad time explaining it, but I hope you guys get the idea. And then also we have SZA, and she is dressed like, when I think of SZA, I think mother, like mother nature. Like when you think about my like mother nature, I think of SZA, and I think the guy, when you see her videos and stuff like that, like garden. So she's wearing a yellow dress with a flower crown, and she just looks like there was a moment down the, I think they interviewed her, when the reporters interviewed her, she was like, are you the artist? Are the artist or the art? And she said, I'm the artist, not the art. Quote, not directly, but that's from the top of my head. And I think she just looks so beautiful. Just like, she looks like Mother Nature in this video. And then that's what it's giving here. So very beautiful look. Beautiful count. Then we have Jochi. And then I love her look. She is wearing very light on the clothes, but she's wearing like burgundy, which is one of my favorite outfits to wear when I'm wearing gowns and stuff like that. And she's wearing I don't know how to explain it, but she's wearing a scarf on her head with blue earrings and jewels and purples, and it just complements her skin. And then I don't know if this is permanent or not, but she has henna on her feet and her hands. I just think that it, and then also this year she decided to go shoeless, and she pointed her toes up a little bit, so like looks like she's getting the image that she's wearing heels, but she's not. But I think her walk was so effortlessly, and the way she carried her dress was very effortlessly, and she was able to cover everything. So shout out to her, because I don't think I would be able to do it. Then we have our Michael Jafar Jackson. He is definitely pulling up a young look of Michael Jackson in the 2026. He decided to keep it simple and clean. I don't know what he's wearing, but he is wearing a black suit with a white shirt and a black bow tie, and then he's wearing, it's so, like, has gold lines on it, and he's wearing like red iconic socks, and I think that he just looks super clean and cut and everything like that. So I think it's a very cute look. Then we have Keke Palmer. Okay, how do I explain this outfit? But she's wearing all red and this like glittery red dress and glitter red heels, and her blush is really pretty. I think also like Keke Palmer does set the tone for the Met Gala as well. And I'm glad she was able to come this year. I feel like I'm missing a couple people, but I'm going to end it off with, I don't know how to pronounce her name, and I don't want to be clocked on the show. So her name, its name spelling is A-N-O-K-Y-A-I, and she's wearing Balenciaga. If you guys know who I'm talking about, she won Model of the Year, and I love when she was at Victoria's Secret Fashion Show. I love her outfit. So she's wearing like an all black dress, and then this hook with black gloves and a black body glitter and a hooded like cape, like a hooded like scarf. or something like that. And her makeup choice was really pretty. I guess I know it's from a painting, so I didn't do much research on it. But she's wearing her makeup has actual tears on it. So those are my attempt to review the looks and describe the looks on with audio. But that is all that I have for today. Thank you for listening. I'm going to have a little transition. Let's pull that up. Alrighty, that was all I have for you guys today. Thank you for listening to the Black Explosion Aftershock Live Show. If you want to see more from us, follow us on Instagram at BENewsAUMD on Instagram. And check us out on our website, The Black Explosion News. If you like our news recaps and interviews and just like pop culture reviews, make sure to check us out every Wednesday next week on, well, I think this is the last show of the semester, but we will be back next semester with exciting new interviews, news caps, and reviews. So thanks for having me. Hey, thanks to you guys next semester.
I'ma take a bougie ass to Rodeo and then let her pick up whatever she want. CC Gucci hippo take her whatever she want. She pissed me off somehow, she still get whatever she want. Talking about a nuts, I'm finna